Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And again, welcome to our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats, joined by Leah Bergman, the head coach of the Lady Blue Jay basketball team. Coach, coming off of a fourth-place finish last year at State, and you do lose five seniors, another player that's not out, so six total that were on that team, but you have some other players that will step in and have different roles for you. Carly Brummer, your leading scorer, is back after averaging 16 points a game and 4.5 rebounds last year. And I think just based on what I've heard, has made some improvements over the offseason as well. So yeah, I'm guessing you're going to rely on her and Jenna and Aubrey Gingler as well, a couple seniors for you. Just overall, what are your thoughts about this year's group and trying to fill in some of the spots that you lost last year?
Yeah, losing six girls, five of whom were seniors and three of those were starters, you know, that's definitely going to take some getting used to. But like you said, we've got girls who have played significant varsity minutes who are going to be able to step up. Aubrey Gingler's a good example. She came off the bench for us last year, didn't start, but she played in every game that we had and was probably capable of starting on almost any other team in our league. So, you know, she, even though she hasn't been a starter, she's a veteran player, and you know, in my eyes, she's been a starter for a while. So, and we got her who's going to step in. You know, we saw it in volleyball season that we just have girls who are athletes and they love to compete. So regardless of who's on the floor, you know, we're going to have an athletic group and they're going to be hungry to win. So really that's kind of how I look at it. I've got girls who want to play. They want to compete. They're athletic. They're gritty. They're fast. And really, you know, putting the ball in the hole helps when, you know, Carly and Jenna will be good at doing that. But, you know, it's kind of those role players that are kind of the difference makers. So putting the ball in the hole isn't the most important all the time. It's all that, those other things. So we've got girls who are going to be able to step up and fill those roles and fill those shoes. So I'm excited to watch them play. I'm excited for them to get a game under their belt. Cause we've only have three girls who have probably played significant varsity minutes. So for some of those younger girls who are going to need to fill in those roles, get some game time experience is going to be big for them. And games are a lot more fun than practice, in my opinion. So I'm excited to watch them play and get to see them have some fun.
Your first chance is at Natoma coming up on Friday night. They went 3-17 a year ago. You beat them a couple times. Just what do you remember from them and what do you want to see from your group in that game on Friday?
You know, regardless of who we play, we usually go into it with some things that we want to get out of it. And, you know, with it being our first game of the year, we've had, you know, a week and a half of practice. I think we've only maybe had three full practices where everyone has been there. So our first game, it's going to be dusting up cobwebs, probably using it as a conditioning piece. You know, we're going to be running up and down the floor. I expect some huffing and puffing, but I'm sure a lot of people are going to be in the same boat. So it's just kind of figuring out what we're doing and getting our bearings and getting to run our offense against, you know, a team who doesn't know our offense. You know, it's always hard to scrimmage in practice or run your plays in practice because the team you're going against, they know your plays and that they can kind of take advantage of that. So it'll just be good, again, to get some of those younger girls in and get, you know, the girls who are back but haven't played in a while, just to get back in the flow of basketball, maybe get in some shape, and again, have fun. Basketball's fun, so we're excited.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you open the season there Friday against Natoma.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Dusty.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. in the market to buy? Their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato. Now, welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. We're joined now by Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, coming off of a state qualifying year last year where you finished 19-6 and really had things going there toward the end of the year before falling to Lebo in the first round of the state tournament. You do lose a couple seniors from that group in Luke Bates and Josh Towner that provided a lot for you. Nicholas Greenwood was also a senior, but you do have some good players coming back. Edward Horenick is back as a sophomore there at a guard position. Jacob Winkler, Tyson Gates, you got a transfer in, Gage Stewart from Lincoln as well. So I know that you've got some talent, and you know Daniel Eilert's up in the air right now, but when you look at your team, what do you see in a practice so far?
Well, you know, the first day of practice, walked in and I thought, man, we look a little more athletic than we did last year as a whole. You know, Edward has gotten stronger, Tyson's gotten a little bit older, stronger, Coven Schroeder's come back and he's gotten stronger, and then you know, having Jacob and getting Gabe Stewart transferring in from Lincoln has been pretty neat to watch. Gabe Roderick and Ryder Allen both have shown me a lot in practice so far. And then, I mean, we've got a good athletic group that kind of surprised me day one. You look at them, and I had somebody walk in and says, you know, kind of trying to judge off the football season and stuff like that. And they joked, well, they look a lot more like basketball players, and that, you know, they've done some pretty good things. Nicholas Niewald's coming back. He's gotten stronger, too. That's going to be helpful. So I feel like our bench might be a little bit more this year. You know, Daniel being real iffy, we don't know if he's going to be able to make it or not. We're still waiting on final decisions. It's not looking real good for us. If you could have told me that I had Daniel back 100% healthy, you know, I'd feel pretty confident, but we also stacked our schedule, tried to stack our schedule a little bit again this year to really push ourselves early in the season. We'll probably play a few competitive games. You know, we got that Russell tournament coming up next week. I'm pretty excited about it. We do have Central Plains in the first round this year for the boys, so that'll be a good test for us right away. We're playing more of our size school. I know they got the Ryan kid that was a stud for them last year, but that'll be a good test. We're going to go to Natoma, obviously, Friday and try to get some things ironed out. But we're really looking forward to Tuesday and then seeing where we can go. We got Sylvan and Phillipsburg on the other side. Sylvan's in our league. We know they're a good basketball team, and Phillipsburg really kind of put it to us last year in the last day of that tournament. So we got a good start as far as the schedule there. We've added Clifton Clyde this year, who's highly ranked in 1A D1 and pretty much returned everybody but one kid from last year on the state team. We got Sacred Heart again. We're going to play Bennington, who's senior loaded this year. I mean, Utah, and then Osborne in our league is going to be early. So we're going to go into our league tournament, and, you know, if we don't play well and get things figured out pretty early, we could be, you know, 9 or a 10 seed going into that league tournament this year.
I know you talked about Natoma. What are your thoughts on that matchup? They didn't win a game last year, and obviously they've struggled here a bit at times. But when you look at that game, what do you want to see from your team, and what do you expect from Natoma?
Well, you know, I mean, Natoma is struggling. They struggled in junior high. You know, I got my kids playing, so I got a chance to watch a little bit of junior high. So they're just having a hard time with basketball right now. And we got to come out and be focused and try to get everything we can out of that one. I mean, obviously, we're heavily favored and expected to win that one. And so in those types of games, you want to make sure you don't develop bad habits, you know, get lazy on defense or, you know, make bad passes that you might get away with in that game that's going to come back to bite you real quick in the tournament coming up next week. Effort, you know, you got to have the effort at all points, no matter who you play. The focus has got to be there, and you got to be, you know, committed to what you want to do. Commit is our saying this year from Proverbs 16:3, you know, commit all your things to the Lord, and then you know, all your successes and stuff will come off of that. And that's not the exact quote. You can look it up if you want. It's based off that. You know, we want to put God first and make sure we're keeping our focus where it needs to be. But then when we hit the floor, we want to be committed to going hard, doing the things we need to. And then if you do that, you know, you'll be rewarded and things will come out the way, you know, that you hope. It might not always be what you want, but, you know, as long as you keep things in focus and just, you know, remember to stay committed to what things are right and doing the right things, that it'll work out the way, you know, you want it to one way or another. So we're really hoping to really build on that starting on Friday.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John Sipton Blue Jay boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us. We look forward to chatting with you all season, and best of luck at Natoma on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our first Lakeside Locker Room Chats of the season. Scott Germark joining us, the head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, you have a different looking team this year, obviously, with two of your top three scorers graduating. Kylie Bergman averaged just under 18 points, and Taylor Vance just under 11 points a game last year for you. But you do return Lauren Brummett, who averaged a double-double, 13 points, 10.5 rebounds for her senior season. So I'm guessing you're going to rely on her for experience anyway. And as you look at this team and seeing where they're at, what are some of the thoughts that stand out from what you've seen of practices so far?
Yeah, I really like where Lauren's at. I mean, this year it seems like she can see the floor so much better, and she does bring back. I mean, we'll rely on her and lean on her, you know, quite a bit to kind of handle the show and make sure people are set up. I mean, she's just so gifted. She can do so many things as far as handling the ball. She rebounds good, and we have a really good younger kid coming in. We're more athletic, and we can do a lot more things this year than what we could do last year. And then, you know, we got Tatum Miller coming back. She started for us last year, and she looks so much better than what she did last year. She looks good. Like, she's playing at a good pace. Like, the game seemed to have slowed down for her. So what I'm seeing in practice, I really like the good group of girls that we have, and I think we'll be more versatile and be able to do certain different things this year than what we did last year.
Obviously going to rely on some younger players, too, to step into some different roles, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, those younger girls, you know, they definitely give us a different look than, like I said, than what we did last year. I think the key for them is just the speed of the game and, you know, maybe getting – the nerves out of the way, and how we start the year might be, you know, a little rough, but by the end of the year, I think they'll catch on. I mean, anything we throw at them in practice, they seem to retain it quick and handle it pretty good. So I really like where they're at right now and how they should develop towards as the season goes on.
You open with Tescott coming up on Friday night. It's a team that went 10-11 last season. You beat them in the season opener a year ago, and obviously you know about them. They're a league team. What do you see from them this year? What do you expect, and what do you want to see from your group on Friday?
With them, I think they're going to throw mainly zone at us. And for us, I just want to see how we can handle that and you know, see if we can see the open man as we're going down the floor, making sure that we're running our plays right, that we know all the the options as far as within the offense, and I really just want us to come out, be aggressive, and try to limit the turnovers. I mean, I expect us probably to turn the ball over quite a bit, you know, with the first game and all that. But just really come out and compete, and then hopefully we can come out on the right side of things and just see how everybody handles the first game.
Scott Germark, head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team here in our locker room. Chance, Coach, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck as you open the season against Tescott there at home on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get 2 free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and 2 streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Welcome back in our locker room chats with the Lakeside Knights coaches. We're now joined by the boys coach, Drew Dusky. Coach, getting set for another season here as you are coming off of a year last year where you went 12-11, kind of an up-and-down year for you, but you did have some success at times. And looking at this group, you do lose your leading scorer, Ross Hudson, from a season ago, and Jace Cunningham's back, but sounds like he might not be back until after the start of the second semester there. So I know you're kind of relying on guys like Reese Remus, probably Ian Kersine, Jordan Schoenherr, all back as varsity players for you last year. What's things looking like so far here as you've gotten underway with practices?
Yeah, I mean, we're a little down on numbers this year and a little thin due to some injuries. You know, with Jace being out until probably after Christmas break, you know, that takes a really good basketball player and a good athlete away from us to use him. You know, we got some guys coming back that have a lot of experience. Like you said, Jordan and Ian, you know, they got a lot of varsity minutes last year, and those are our two senior guys that we expect to step up and be leaders. And they look good in practice so far, and Reese is another kid that I thought he really came along last year and developed really nicely, and he's looking good in practice too. He's really developed really well into that post position, and you know, we got some other guys that have to step up. You know, Caden McCoy, you know, saw some varsity time last year. He's going to have to step up and really give us some good minutes. And then we got some other guys that haven't really played a lot of varsity that are going to have to really take a lot of the minutes because, you know, with us being pretty thin on the bench, you know, we're going to have some guys step up and really, really, you know, improve on what they were doing last year. But practice has been going good so far, and we're just excited to kind of get things going on Friday and go against another team because, you know, it gets kind of a little monotonous in practice going against JV guys and things like that. So, you know, we've been working on stuff, and hopefully you know, we can get some things going when we start on Friday.
Open out with Tescott coming up Friday. The Trojans, they're just 4-16 last year, but they do have some athletic talent. Obviously, a six-man team that made it to the semifinals of the playoffs there in football, so you know they've got some athletes, but maybe not the numbers that they might like. What are your thoughts on Tescott coming up Friday?
Yeah, I know their numbers are kind of like what we are in that 12 to 13 range for guys on the team. And like you said, you know, just based off of what they did in six-man football, they played well. They got athletes, and they gave us some trouble at the start of the game last year when we went to Tescott. So we're going to have to come out. We're going to have to be intense. There's going to have to be a focus on rebounding. I think we've struggled with that in practice at times, and that's going to be something we have to focus on. Defensively, we're going to have to be intense. We're going to have to make sure we keep guys out of the lane and contest all shots. And losing Ross from last year, he was a guy that, you know, you could go to if you needed a score. And Ross was so good about, you know, the create his own shot. And that's something that we're going to have guys step up and do with the kind of offense we're running. We're going to try to get the ball into Reese as much as we can, and that will open up some stuff for the guys on the outside and give them hopefully some open looks and some driving lanes. But we're just going to have to play, you know, good team basketball, be unselfish, and make sure we're focusing on defense and rebound.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you open the season out on Friday against Tescott.
Thanks, Buffy.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and the Brush Group in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
We all enjoy the thrill of victory on game day. Did you know that championship mentality can go beyond the field to your home? This is Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. If you're looking for a victory, the folks at Nextech have you covered with gig speed internet for just $69 a month. Now, new customers get the fastest home Wi-Fi, backed by the best customer service at an unbeatable price. Take your home's connection to a championship level today at next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome to our Thursday Rock Hills Locker Room Chats. Our first chat with Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, coming off of a 500 season last year where you kind of surprised some people late and made a good run into the semifinals there of Substate, but ended up losing to Osborne there. Just looking at this team as you come in, you do lose two very important seniors that scored a lot and did a lot of things for you, and Lauren Welchel and Danica Frost, and five seniors actually in total. Just looking at the group that you do have, I know you have shorter numbers this year because you don't have a lot of freshmen coming in, but what are your thoughts about moving forward and, you know, building off of what you're able to do last year with some that are still there?
Yeah, for sure. The way we ended last year, you know, with a nice win over Lakeside and a couple tight games with Osborne, really instilled some confidence in these younger players we got coming up and kind of left them hungry the way it ended, because we really thought we felt like we were the better team in some of those and even, you know, kept it closer than a lot of people thought you know, it just didn't get the results we wanted. So it's left us hungry. We definitely want to build off of last year and the team play and chemistry we had going in. But when you lose four or five seniors and Lauren and Danica, like you said, that's 25, 26 points a night combined with those two, if not 30 sometimes. You know, we got to find some scorers to step up and fill that role. I do think defensively we're going to be pretty good. We've got a good group. You know, except we've only got seven out, but they're all very coachable and tough-nosed and really buy into what we're trying to do. You know, we're just short on numbers, so we got to manage that and navigate through that as best we can and be careful at the same time, which isn't always great to be, you know, in training mode too, to be careful. So, you know, defensively, they're buying in, they're moving their feet, working together. So I'm anxious to see how Friday looks with that. It'll just be a matter of trying to, yeah, figure out how we can find some scoring opportunities and convert.
You open with Pike Valley coming up Friday. They went 6-13. Just kind of looking at their group this year, what do you expect to see, and what do you want to see from your group in that first game out there Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's a so-called rivalry game. You know, we're 20 miles apart, basically, and you hate to have that maybe your first game of the season, especially in the sport of basketball where it's kind of a process the whole season as you go. So, it's a 50-50 ball game in my head. They're good, but they're going to be a lot more improved from last year. They got three players that are coming back with a lot of experience. You know, you got Reeves and Douglas and Boldy, and you know, we're going to have to contain them and figure out a way to keep them off the boards too, because they like to crash the boards and get second chance opportunities. So, yeah, first game of the season. Like I said, a lot of apprehension, a lot of nerves. Get out, a lot of jitters, and the rivalry game stacked on top of it just down the road. There'll be a lot of emotions flying around, but, you know, if we can kind of control the tempo, play our style, and play good defense and box out, you know, we'll have a good chance to win, but you never know. First game of the season, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time this week. We'll look forward to chatting Lady Grizzly basketball with you all season, and best of luck as you open out the season on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Dusty.
Don't miss the great savings out the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef chuck roast for $5.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have a fresh 80% lean ground beef sold in 10-pound tubes for $2.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats. We're now joined by the head boys basketball coach, Zach Duffy of the Grizzlies. Coach, 7-13 a year ago, but man, you could definitely see the improvements from the team and a young group still last year, and so now you have that valued experience that's coming back. Really, you've got most everybody back that contributed a lot for you last year, and obviously at the top of that list is all-leaguer Cooper McDill, who really came on offensively as a sophomore, and I'm guessing you're expecting more of that this year. Other guys that have stepped up, obviously it's a big group of juniors, a great class there. Just overall, what are your thoughts about the way these kids have gotten themselves ready to prepare for this season and how practices are going?
Yeah, I'm really glad that junior class, like you mentioned, has really stuck together well. They put in a lot of time and effort and energy as far as summer ball and getting in the weight room and just being some gym rats in the summer to really get better. So, like I said, that's kind of our core unit there, that junior class. It's going to make up a lot of our starting lineup and our major roles most nights. But we have a really good young group coming in. The freshman group is strong, and Ethan Worth in that sophomore class is going to help us out a lot too. So, we've got a good core group that's played a lot of minutes. That junior class is kind of thrown in the fire as freshmen and sophomores, just because kind of the lack of numbers and upperclassmen we had in years past. But like you said, it's going to benefit them now that they're kind of upperclassmen, have seen the game and the game at the varsity level, and have kind of caught up now. And so we're looking forward to seeing them on the floor and seeing what they can do this year.
You know, about the season with Pike Valley coming up on Friday night, they got a new coach again this year. He's been there for a while, though, as an assistant, Blake Jonas. So obviously he knows the program and knows the kids that are there. So I'm guessing there might be some continuity with that, even with the new head coach role for him. What do you think about Pike Valley and what they bring to the table, a team that went 10-9 a season ago?
Yeah, Pike Valley every year, that's a great rivalry that's been around forever, and it's a game that, it's going to be a dogfight no matter what. It's just the way it is in a good rivalry game, and we wouldn't have it any other way. My guys, we need to learn how to compete in games now that, like we said, we have some upperclassmen now that, have kind of taken their lumps over the years, and now we have to learn how to compete in games that are going to be close and maybe physical and scrappy. And so we know that we're going to get Pike Valley's best shot, and early in the year we're both going to have some kinks to work out and some things to see, what do we need to get better at, what are we good at. But I told the boys yesterday at practice, you better show up and compete, because we know that they're going to, and they always do. And so we're looking forward to the challenge.
Zach Duffy, head coach of the Rock Hills basketball team, here in our locker room chat. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck as you open the season against Pike Valley coming up Friday and headed into the tournament next week.
Appreciate it, Dusty. Thank you.
Our Rock Hills locker room chats are brought to you by Cure Surfway in Mankato and Boner Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Boner Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Boner Welding can get the job done for you. That's Boner Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss the savings out the cheesecake here, Shriptway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have colored peppers for 99 cents each. It's Now Through Tuesday, Cure Shriptway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings Now Through Tuesday, Cure Shriptway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have Renner Green Grapes for $2.49 a pound. It's Now Through Tuesday, Cure Shriptway, downtown Mankato.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. And we invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.